Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
We are fighting the fake news.
Real or fake?
Fake. Phony. Fake.
News quiz.
It is time for the real or fake news quiz, the first one of the year. My name is Carl, and every week at this time, we go through these headlines that I have. I've written some of them, and some of them I've taken from news sources. And I asked the people in the studio if they are real or if they are fake. Mark Cox is not here today, so Ryan Recker, who is hosting today because Mark Cox is in Jefferson City for the inaugurations, he's going to be playing. Now, Ryan, you get to go first because I think Mark won last time, which was last year. And, oh, major announcement. Starting next week. No, next week's the inauguration. Mark's going to be in D.C. for that. The week after that, in 2 weeks, we're going to have a major announcement about what the winner of the week's Real or Fake will actually win. There will be some stakes.
Wait, hold on. It starts after this one?
Yeah.
I could go for an steak.
I know.
Steak,
I was
but
like,
I know you don't
nice.
Mean it that way. But if you want to give me a steak, I'll take it.
If you win today, I will start it next week, but I do not think you're going to win today because the first thing we're going to do today, you are at a major disadvantage because this is something that we talked about on the show last week. Ryan Recker, real or fake, my car fixed itself.
Fake.
Kim St. Ange.
I don't even know what you're talking about, so real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
It's real. So last week, Mark and I drove to Jefferson City for the first day of session. And yeah, you're at a disadvantage, like I already told you. And I drove into a rest stop, and it seems a piece of ice wedged underneath my car and dislodged something from the muffler. And then when that piece of ice melted, it fixed itself. So
that's
Mark,
not fixing itself.
Well, we talked about this on the air, and Mark's like, I said, maybe my car will fix itself. And Mark said, I really doubt that. So thanks to Eric and Michelle from St. Louis Hills Auto Service, because they're like, I don't know what's wrong with your car, but it's not wrong anymore. So
car's an Autobot. Just fixes
it itself. Fixed itself. So Ryan is down one already.
I'm already calling shenanigans on this.
Welcome to my life, Ryan.
Kim St. Ange, real or fake? An elderly woman says Star Trek vanity plates got her thousands of dollars in speeding tickets. Real or fake?
Sure, real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go real.
Ryan
Recker. That's real. I'm sure it's real.
It is real. She doesn't even have the car nor the plates anymore. But other people bought fake vanity plates, you know, like you can buy like at a gas station that have the Enterprise number on it. But she was the last person to have these plates for real. And so every time somebody got a camera taken of that license plate. She's the only last person to have that number. So she got thousands of dollars. And every time she has to call and says, I don't have these plates anymore, it's novelty plates.
That's rough.
Sorry. What an inconvenience. I feel bad for this lady. Because good luck trying to reach anyone over and over and over again.
True.
Yeah.
And that's why you shouldn't get Star Trek things. You should only get Star Wars things.
Okay.
Ethan Bright. Real or fake, Chick-fil-A has enlisted an army of robots to save 10,000 hours of work stirring their sauces. Real or fake?
True.
Ryan Recker.
You're not getting robots at Chick-fil-A. False.
I say fake.
It is fake. But
they've got robots.
They've got robots squeezing lemons in their factories.
I knew it was something. I saw the headline.
See? They're squeezing lemons in their factories, and then they're shipping those out to their affiliates.
Just don't have robots taking my order. Next, client. Isn't that what they call us? Clients? What do they call us? We're not customers at Chick-fil-A.
Guests.
Next guest. Yes. Next guest.
Yeah. So polite.
Ryan Recker, real or fake? Porsche's best-selling vehicle is an SUV.
Oh, false.
Kim Sainach.
True. Real.
Real or fake, Ethan?
I think real.
It is real. It is the Cayenne SUV, according to last year's numbers.
Like the Pepper?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Because when you're driving a Porsche or a Porsche, you're hot.
And spicy.
So an SUV is their number one seller now? That surprises
me. If you've got
me.
Money to buy one of those cars, you're going to spend the money to get the best one, right? I don't even know if that's the best one or not. Kim Sainage, real or fake? Your plant hates your sourdough starter and it's killing itself.
Sure, real.
Ethan Bright.
I'm going to go fake.
Yeah, I'll say fake on this too.
It's fake. I made that one up. All right, we have a tie. Right.
I don't even know what you said. That didn't translate in my mind. I have no idea what you meant by that.
Okay. I'm sorry. Real or fake, Ethan Bright, this is to you. The Scrabble champion in Spain is also the Scrabble champion in France. Real or fake?
Sure, why not? True.
Ryan Recker.
I'll say true.
Real.
That is real.
Oh.
You're supposed to say fake, Kim.
Hey, you got to go first.
Ryan Recker. The Scrabble champion in Spain and France doesn't speak French nor Spanish. Real or fake?
You know, I'll say real.
Kim Sainange.
Real.
I'm going to go real.
It's real. He studies the dictionary for 9 weeks, comes in, and just blows everybody away, and then doesn't speak French nor Spanish.
Wow.
Nerd alert. Study the dictionary.
Kim Sainage, real or fake? China has more than 1,000 robots per 10,000 employees.
Sure, real.
Ethan Bright.
I'll just say fake to end it.
Ryan Recker.
I'll say fake. You know how many people they have in China?
Winning. Our first winner of the year is Ethan Bright. It's fake. They have 470 robots per 10,000 people, Kim.
What? Oh, per 10,000?
Yeah, per 10,000.
Good job, Ethan.
Yeah, because he's not giving out a prize this week, so that's why I won.
That's fine. You can take the win then. I want the steak.
Get more at 971talk.com.